Warm 101.3 in Restoration Wellness presents Wellness Wednesdays with Dr. Matt. And today we're talking about protein.
Protein. Such an important topic when you're concerned about your metabolism, your weight. You know, it's something that, you know, I've seen a lot of different ways that people have used protein in the past nutritionally, whether it's in a diet form or, you know, just trying to be healthy. So it's an important place to take a few minutes. And, you know, we talked recently about sugar and about, you know, what to look for there, what to avoid, you know, some healthy alternatives. So that's probably one of the most important places to start. But this protein thing is interesting because I don't know if you guys have noticed, but there are a lot of ways, especially recently, I feel like, that people have tried to use protein, again, to you know, help get the scale to go down, to just promote health. And it's been interesting to see. Have you guys noticed any of those diets, so to speak, that have been out there?
Well, let me ask you, you're talking about the keto diet and the caveman diet and the Atkins diet, all those things?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Those are the top three. Yep. And so here's the kind of the quick takeaway. You know, what I'd like people to be thinking about is protein's essential. I mean, we all need to be doing that. And here's the flip side of that. More recently than even any of those diets, I've heard a lot more people talking about this, like this all fruit thing where they're like completely unrestricted. I can eat as much fruit as I want. And I don't know that they're solely eating fruit, but that makes me real nervous because even fruit has a lot of sugar. It's natural, but it's pretty concerning. So that's why I come back to protein and think protein is a stabilizer. We have to have that. It's a good thing. But even when you look at some of those other diets, they're so protein heavy, that can be very scary. And here's the connection. Your body, if it's missing some of these other key nutrients, what it will do with protein is end up turning it essentially into sugar. And that can be very stressful on the kidneys, very stressful on the body in general. So, you know, I love people to focus on getting a good amount of protein. So what we always talk about with our clients is you close your fist. That's a pretty good, you know, relative visual in terms of the amount of protein you want in your plate, whether it's, you know, animal-based, plant-based, whatever. But that's a good target and something that we all need to be doing regularly to promote health in our bodies.
You know, it's funny. I read a story years ago that Steve Jobs was on an all-fruit diet, and they say that that may have contributed to his early demise.
Wow. So,
It always stuck in my mind, that news story. So it's interesting to hear you say that. So,
yeah.
All right. Protein. That's the word for today, friends.
Protein.
It's protein. All right. Thanks, Dr. Matt.